Well, I see value in, knowing where the gas stations are, knowing where the shopping centers are, warming centers, churches that do stuff like that on volunteer basis, things along those lines. I think that's invaluable information, especially because, depending on the emergency, that would also include like tornado shelters, stuff along those lines. I think that's very good. I think as far as going to places to find out if they have backup power or not, I think that would have to be on a case-to-case basis because, like you said, you don't know if it's going to work at that given point in time. Did they not test the generators, especially because gas stations in particular are, privately owned. It ends up being a situation where maybe they let it sit too long and the carburetor got gunked up and now they can't, power up even a couple of their pumps or something along those lines. I know places like Menards here at Hall Road, they've got a big Cummins or Caterpillar or something sitting out in the parking lot, and that gets test started, I think, monthly. But yeah, I think that would have to be a case by case, emergency by emergency situation. But having locations and knowing their function is definitely more important and probably invaluable data that should be input into the system. This is KE8. Oh yeah, it's back over to you, Ben.